you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah, it's two for Tuesday, wherever you're at, I'm sure. Maybe not. You'll hear two rock songs somewhere the rest of the day.
It's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. I forgot why. That's why.
It is Tuesday.
I did remember that. I was talking to my dad last night. And, you know, he's retired anyway, so every day is really the same.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, every day is Tuesday. And they, yeah, so he's listening all morning, though. He's up early because he's doing nothing else like the rest of us.
Like, is every day his favorite day of the week?
I don't know.
Or his least favorite day of the week?
Good point.
Or some days in between?
You know what? It's tough when you call people to try to find things to discuss besides the pandemic, you know?
Yeah.
Because you fall back into it.
Well, it invades every facet of life.
Right. So we get back into, you know, it is what it is. Maybe in the future we'll be able to do something, you know, and then, you know, catch up a little bit about what's going on. But neither one of us has much going on. And he listens to the show. So if he hears, if I'm doing anything, I'll mention on the air what I'm doing. So he's heard it anyway.
Yeah, I know.
He's heard it anyway.
I know.
He's up to date.
He's listening right now. Hi, Dad. Love you.
What up, Ed?
Miss you, man. Brett Michaels is going to phone the program today. He's got a new auto scrapography, I think he's calling him now. It's volume one of his life story, but it's a scrapbook / autobiography. I don't know how it. We'll ask him how it's.
Well, there's
work.
Probably more pictures.
Yeah, a lot of pictures, which I like.
Yeah,
I like pictures. I like pictures in autobiographies because a lot of times there's not enough, and you can still put a bunch of, you know, print in an autobiography. But you still need a lot of photos, I think.
Yeah, the autobiographies I like reading usually have, you know, 10 to 20.
A big section in the morning, in the middle, right? Just all full pictures.
Right in the middle, a bunch of pictures.
Yeah. So he's gonna call. Of course, we'll bring up the banana because he was just kicked off as the banana. And, you know, ask him other things about what's going on.
He probably doesn't have a lot of concert tickets in his scrapbook because he is the concert.
Great question. that's a great question.
Yeah, he doesn't have the stubs.
I mean, he had them before he became the guy, you know. You had him growing up. So
yeah.
Maybe, as
a touring musician, you probably don't get a chance to go to as many concerts as you would if you had just a regular job.
Yeah, that's a great point. And if you do, you're just walking backstage. Nobody's really giving you a ticket.
Yeah.
Because you know somebody.
You might have a collection of laminates.
Yeah, you're right.
From backstage.
Yeah, you might
know.
Have those.
And you're not there for the concert experience. You're probably there just
that's
to see
true.
Your buddy.
Yeah, oh, well, man, a lot of famous people go see other bands they really like, so... They're always on the wings. Sometimes you'll see them down front, especially in L.A. That's a great question. You'll see, like, famous people in L.A. that are, you know, want to see the show, so they're right down front at Staples Center, you know, at big concerts.
Yeah, those are
concerts.
Mostly,
kids are things where people used to get together, and there was a band, and there was thousands of people watching them. It happened in the old days, pre-pandemic.
Yeah, but the people on the side of the stage, you know, up front at an L.A. show, are mostly actors. The same people you would see, like, on the football sidelines.
Yeah, people want to see the rock stars, right?
Yeah, I know there's musicians who admire other musicians. Sorry.
I got rid of it.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's early,
Nick,
too.
Nick, yeah. I don't know where that came from.
Good Lord.
hell were you thinking?
I don't know. It's day two. It's week eight of the pandemic. That's what I'm thinking.
It's day two, or it's day 200, or it's
week eight of
day
the pandemic.
3,000.
Week eight of the pandemic. And I'm talking about opening up stuff, and I still don't understand how they're going to open up anything. I just don't understand it, and I want things open.
No, and I keep hearing public service announcement. We got to take this stuff seriously. Yeah. Well, let's take it seriously.
No.
I know businesses got to get back to work.
Yeah,
I know people got to get back to work. I understand that part of it. But first of all, we got to beat this. We got to go on the offensive. You got to do some testing, and then you got to do the tracing.
That's on the president. He's not doing it.
Yeah.
He's not doing the testing.
I don't care. Put a chip in me.
Yeah, I don't care.
I mean, you're always checking in on Facebook and telling people where you are to begin with. So, nobody's invading your freedom.
No, I don't care.
See, that's been a problem for me lately. I've been putting too many chips in me.
Yeah.
That's been one of those things I've been trying to avoid, actually.
The good kind of.
Yeah, putting too many chips in me.
That's my weakness. That and French fries.
Yeah.
You can talk about French fries. I got to get some fries. No, you just said not just in French fries. I just start running towards them now. That's what it sounded like right there.
I got a bag of pub mustard kettle chips. Yeah, they're really good.
Oh, that sounds excellent.
Yeah, there's another bag in there that's not open yet. That's buffalo and blue cheese.
Those are really good too.
You just eat them plain.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you would. I guess you
when
would.
They're, when they're flavored like that, you don't really need to dip them or anything.
You don't need a dip or a salsa or anything.
No, and I want some chips.
But I do like the kettle chips over the regular ones.
I like kettle chips.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah,
chips are either good or great, I think.
Yeah, they really
much.
Are.
Yeah, I really do.
They really are.
Chips are either good or great.
But the kettle ones give you the crunch. If you really want the crunch.
Yeah, they give you the crunch.
There is that texture.
Yeah. And we should argue over kettle chips. We should argue over chips later on like we... Some guys...
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
There's a great email about the show finally breaking up due to a serial list. You know.
Oh, yeah,
Your disdain for Apple Jacks shocked the world.
I do not disdain Apple Jacks.
You said they were the least one on that list.
Yeah.
By far not the least one on that list. I think one of the top ones. But, yeah, that's okay. It's okay. I don't know you. I don't know you. The guy said,
I don't think they suck.
Do you have the email?
I just don't think they're that great.
Read the email.
You're
wrong there, man.
Disagreement over breakfast cereal being the thing that finally breaks up the band is surprising.
Yeah.
But after listening to Oprah for over two decades, the only thing shocking about it is that it didn't happen sooner. Thanks for reading. Here's to another 20 years of best of shows.
They would do that, too, if they could.
That's TJ.
All right. What day is this again? Obviously, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Two for Tuesday still.
Yesterday.
Tuesday.
Thing I did different yesterday was...
It was so nice yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I took a walk.
I was outside my son throwing football. It was so beautiful yesterday.
That was nothing
no
unusual.
No wind and 80 degrees in our part of the country.
And I had a yoga class that was on tape. So I did yoga at 3 o'clock yesterday instead of the usual 4:30.
Uh-oh, that probably threw you off, man.
No, it was actually good.
I was thinking... I'm sure everybody's starting to feel this way, especially people who live up north where the weather changes, slowly from the spring to summer. We keep forgetting that since we're sitting on our ass and not doing anything for 8 weeks, that time doesn't stop. And I'm thinking, for some reason, I kept thinking, you're right. This is. I see people doing stuff, and I'm thinking, oh, it's almost May. It was just a weird phenomenon. I know it sounds so simple, but I'm thinking, May's here, and then June's here, and then July's here. I mean, these are all, the months don't care,
No, Time does not stop.
Does not stop for us sitting in our home.
It feels like it stops.
It totally feels like it stops.
But it doesn't actually stop.
But it's not stopping. It's not stopping.
But when it's in your ass, you want time to stop. Just
that,
for a second.
That was not a Freudian.
Just for a little bit.
That was a Freudian. I was actually crying for something in there. All right. Maybe Craig will show me some new device today that we can all buy on Amazon.
I did finally see Well, I knew about this when the show was going on first run, and, you know, it's not spoiling anything if you're going to watch it, but the Breaking Bad episode where the pizza goes on the roof.
Yeah. Now, boys, the story on that, the people that actually lived in the house later on kept seeing pizzas on the roof.
The people that owned that house, it was like a thing. People would drive by. They were big fans of the show, and they would throw pizzas up on the roof, and they had to finally say, stop throwing damn pizzas on our roof.
Now, and I'd heard that story about that way before I watched it.
Because they give the address. In that episode, they give the... And it's an actual address.
Yeah, it's a place in Albuquerque.
Yeah, there's all the... Obviously, all the exteriors are shot right there.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard that story about the pizza on the people's roof, you know, years ago, before I even watched the show. And then I was real surprised how it was just one episode and really not a big deal.
No.
Yeah.
You know, that's what was so weird about it. I thought it was like a running theme on the show when I heard the actual bit of people doing it. I'm thinking, well, they just picked out a little thing that really didn't do anything. Just laid there.
It was a quick throwaway scene.
It was a throwaway scene. And the people.
Certainly not meant to take on the life that it did.
No, you're right, exactly. No. But it did. Well, that's what happens with meth heads. It takes...
Well, the pizza did appear in a couple different scenes.
But it was only on the roof once.
Either way, it's really a throwaway scene. It's done in one episode anyway.
I remember
there was no reference to pizza ever again on the show, right?
We were in Albuquerque when it was first run.
And they
were offering tours. They would go from place to place, you know, various places that you see.
That's what...
Like the strip mall where Saul, the lawyer, has his office. And they would take you around Albuquerque and show you, okay, this is where Saul's office is.
All right,
this is where Walter and Skyler live.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was offered up. That was a big tourist thing.
Yeah. Now, who was a comedian we had in here that looks a little bit like Jesse when he wears that head? Bald guy, we know. Remember he was sitting at that restaurant at that one diner?
He was mistaken for Aaron Paul?
Yeah, totally, man. Totally. We had him in here. I remember, I can picture the guy completely. The comedian looks like Aaron Paul.
Yeah, especially he was a comedian.
He had a wool stocking cap on.
And a guy.
And a guy. You're better at knowing that, man. You're losing
it too. I remember.
You're losing it too, man. Okay, he's a comedian.
Well, I think that was the first time he'd been here. He wasn't one of the regulars.
It was the first time he was here, right? You're right.
He wasn't a longtime friend or anything.
No.
Regular. Okay. All right. Nick's a comedian. Used to be. Yeah, he gave that up to go into radio full time. All right.
Well, it was a decision.
Because radio continues and comedy is not continuing right
apparently,
now.
Apparently, comedy is not essential,
but
radio is.
Damn well.
And we do have Chris Porter, Chad Zumok, and Mark Lundholm among our comedian friends calling today. And Brett Michaels will check in later on.
No, those guys are later this week.
Later this week, excuse me. And Brett Michaels will call today.
That's right, yeah. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.